Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Hey, if you listened before, you probably have heard me talk about energy and how so important it is. We are all energy. Energy guides us, rules us, heals us. You could have energy blocks. Seriously. Your energy within, there could be sections of your body where energy is being blocked and you're experiencing emotional issues and pain. Stuff is real. Trust me on that. And if you spoke to me maybe, 5 years ago, I might say, really? But having experienced the difference of clearing that energy, it's the real deal. And she can tell you that as well. She's an ancient wisdom energy healer, transitions coach, ceremonialist, and so much more. Andrea Dragonfly is back with us. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah, we got something here when we talk about energy blocks, right? It's the real deal.
Yeah, it certainly can feel that way, and it really is. Exactly.
When we say energy being blocked, where are we just talking about the chakras?
So actually, the energy can be blocked in many areas. However, we definitely have energy blockages in the chakras. So we can look at different types of situations to see that, where might these, blockages really come from. And so I love that you had asked about the chakras, because I think that there might even be a good number of people that are not even really clear about what are chakras. What are they? Where do they live? Where do they exist? Where do they come from? And so just like a little brief kind of intro to the chakras, which is, of course, can be a whole nother, podcast, mm-hmm. to go into each one of them, is that we have these energy centers that live inside our body. If we just think about right in the middle of us, is the center that has this energy that, can certainly expand outward. And so within our body, we have 7. One of them that lives at the root, kind of right between our legs, right at that center spot. We call it our root chakra. And then we have our second chakra, which is right below our navel, our belly button. We usually say it's about 2 fingers below that space. And that's also known as our sacral chakra. And then we have a third chakra, which is right in our center of our solar plexus. It's our chi, life force, energy, our action in the world. And so that sits in there. We have our heart chakra, right in our heart space. And then throat space, we have our 5th chakra, also known as the throat chakra. And then we have a 3rd eye chakra, which is like right above our eyebrows in the center. It's our place of intuition, our connection. And we have a crown chakra at the very top. And we certainly can get energy blockages in these chakras. And anything that happens to us, Steve, really will be found in one or more of these chakras. And so when I say anything that happens to us, I mean, we've been talking for weeks now about how imprints are within our energy field, and they can come from all these different places. They could come from ancestral lineage. We could have brought them in with our own personal karma. We could have, different experiences to life, whether we had some sort of trauma or some sort of abuse that had happened to us, an event that was very, shocking or whatever. So these things, these experiences will come and they will be affiliated with a certain chakra. And so we find where that lives. And let's say a person definitely has, just this blockage, there's this, this lethargy, they're really having a hard time showing up, they're not on their game, something's happened, and they're just like, oh my God, I got some sort of block. Oftentimes you hear about writers and writer's block, but sometimes we can have different types of, creative blocks or, energy blocks in general. So we can look to see where does this live within the body. And so even working with that, and the technique I use, and I love this technique. I feel like I've worked with a lot of different wisdom cultures and traditions, and the shamans of South America, of the Amazon and of the high mountains of Peru, they have an incredible healing techniques that they share with the world and say, this, you know, everybody bring this out to the world. This is the way we are going to balance humanity and bring us into the next level of humanity. You know, we know ourselves to be, you know, Homo sapiens. And if you know your history and you know our, you know, where we come from in the archaeological record, you know, we're actually Homo sapiens sapiens. And so the shamans of Peru in the high mountains, they see the healing, the greater healing of humanity, where we actually move into what we call Homo luminous, where we can be in balance with all of our chakras, where we're not thrown out, because usually life event happens, we get triggered in some sort of experience and reaction to it, and it will throw us out of that balance. And so eventually when we begin to heal humanity, we hear all of the wounds of our past and of what has happened to humanity as a people, you know, over, you know, the centuries and the thousands of years, we'll eventually move ourselves into this higher state of being. And that's really what this is about. So we get to find out where in these chakra centers does that blockage exist. And I also work with medicine stones. And the medicine stones have been, they're also known as kuya. That's the name that really just represents, you know, how these stones not only carry information that comes from where they've lived on the earth for however long they've been in existence. I've also worked for years in putting energy and work with them very specifically for certain types of healing as well. And so they're very cured energy stones that have a lot of beautiful, deep wisdom that comes with them. And they're very conscious energies that are willing to help even like move that energy. They help pull that energy out of people depending on that blockages. And there's a lot of different, you know, ways that that happens. So working with the energy stone, and I would have a client really like take the situation that they're living with, like what is this, you know, what is really present for you at this time? And even if I'm doing a remote session and the person is clear across the other side of the world, we're together in a sacred space where we are in kind of like a world within worlds, Steve. It's almost like there is no time and space. It's a timelessness and, you know, spacelessness, you know, non-locality, where we are just these two conscious energies coming together. And that's the beautiful thing about quantum physics, is that we can really move energy from across the world. We can be there and affecting and working with it right as if it's right in front of us. And technically, we are right there together when we're working in this field of energy. And so working with the medicine stone, working with the blockage, the client will blow their situation, their issue, their energy. And, you know, I spoke many, podcasts ago about how our breath is our vibration. It holds the information of our energy, of our imprint, of that field, and that we're carrying all of our life experiences with, whether it's in this lifetime or all the previous lifetimes that still have collected information in there. And we blow that into the stone, and we can find out where in the body it exists most like predominantly. So maybe it is a solar plexus issue. And so maybe the solar plexus is maybe because our chakras spin kind of like our galaxy spins. If we think about how our galaxy, you know, has these arms and we have this beautiful spiral galaxy and how the Earth turns, we're all in motion. And these energy center chakras are also in motion. So maybe this chakra is actually spinning in reverse. Or maybe it's even not spinning at all. So we want to find out, okay, well, what's happening here? But maybe it could also be affecting the, so the third chakra is the solar plexus chakra, could be the area of action. Hey, I'm having a hard time being in action. I wonder why. Hey, I guess my solar plexus chakra is out of balance. It makes perfect sense. Oftentimes, they're very connected. However, if it's something that has to do with a previous or past situation, it can also show up in the root chakra. Maybe something happened way back when you were a child root chakra is really that energy center, that kind of, this is, you know, our upbringing, our relationship to the world, how we were kind of quote-unquote programmed by our family, our education, our, you know, our community. So it can show up in these different ways. And we can go in and look to see, okay, well, what is really behind this? What's happening? Is this an event? What kind of event that had happened? And how can we move that? And so we can do these balancing. We can go in, see what's going on, and really move that energy out. You know, there's different ways people move this energy. You can move it with the, it's almost like if you had like these energetic extensions from your fingertips that you can pull some of this stuff out. If it feels like it's more lodged in there, almost sometimes things might feel like they have little tendrils and they're wrapped around some energy, like centers in the inside, and you need to kind of extract that in a different way. And so there's different types of energy tools that allow for that to happen. You can use different types of plant medicines, like you can use sage, you can use Palo Santo, you can use vetiver, you can use different, you know, herbs that will smoke out that energy as well. I mean, you think about, you know, how hunters might smoke out a den to get a fox out or something. You
can
know?
We like, can we talk about that, Andrea? Now, I think I'm hearing you clear about that, but let's say, are you talking about within your body, let's say a chakra is blocked, your energy is blocked in that one particular chakra, maybe two. Are you saying that you can use Palo Santo to clear that, or are we talking something different?
Yeah, actually, I mean, I probably would use something different. I use Palo Santo, actually, as a sweetness of life. So if I'm extracting something out of one of these centers, I'm going to definitely use white sage. Of course, that is one of the most beautiful and powerful, you know, healing plants that we know, and it's been around for hundreds, for thousands of years. You know, people say, oh, white sage, ha, ha, ha. You know, people, you know, think it's, they don't understand the depths of its sacred action, of its power, of why it's revered as a sacred plant, you know. So it's a very powerful one. We could use cedar. We can use pine. We can use, you know, there's a lot of different types of beautiful plants. Now, Palo Santo is more of a sweetness herb. So if I'm extracting some energy out, I might flush it out with a activating herb that moves things, that's going to move that energy out. And then I can sweeten it by burning a little bit of Palo Santo in there, or bringing in some rose energy and bringing in some different, even essential oil energies. So there's a lot of beautiful, you know, allies. These are our plant allies.
And this is something that you would do for somebody, like, let's say, and can you do it yourself, on yourself? So let's say you and I are facing each other and I have, you know, my throat chakra is blocked and maybe solar plexus as well in terms of energy. Would you be doing something with the Palo Santo or the sage to unblock that?
Sure. So what I would do is I could certainly use the white sage to push it out. So it kind of goes into that energy center and it kind of moves that extra energy out. Now, I mean, there's many techniques, so I just don't want to like just say this is one way, but you can do multiple ways. You can use them in, you know, use them together. So start off by loosening up the energy in the chakra with the sage. So what that's going to do is it's going to help it detach on an energetic level from you know, whatever it might be clinging onto, right? It might bring it up from the hidden recesses of that space even. So it's going to rise it up and move it out so that I have, like, better access to it. And so, you know, and then I can actually extract it out. I have some extraction tools. I have an extraction quartz crystal. I have a couple of different varieties of that that can be excellent. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in another podcast, because those ones are very powerful for extracting really difficult things, right? But there's extraction. I can even use a feather, and I can feather that out as if there's like a, you know how the bird can really use the momentum of its feather to move energy. And think about the power of that, of lifting it up and out. So I can use a feather. I can also use, I sometimes have these meteorite stones that actually like work as magnets for me and can come in and just suck that energy out. So there's multiple ways. And it really just depends on, you know, what feels exactly right in the moment. Like I have, you know, three or four different tools or more actually that could be used for that. But what is the right one in that moment? So I'm going to grab that tool, or that tool might just be like, hey, I'm the one. And I'm like, okay.
Well, everybody, you know what I mean? Everybody in every situation is different. So I think that's
absolutely.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. We actually have a question based on what you were talking about. So we're going to jump to a short break. We're talking with Andrea Dragonfly Passages. Best way to reach you. Somebody wants to connect directly and maybe get some energy clearing or whatever it might be. How do they do that?
Yes. Well, my email is Andrea@dragonflypassages.com. I also have a dragonflypassages@gmail.com. And my website will be up and running hopefully very soon. So that's the best way. If you email me, we can be in connection. We can talk about doing a 30-minute free consultation and start talking about what really matters and where you want to go in life.
So beautiful.
That's the best way.
Short break. We're coming back with questions for Andrea.
Living comfortably in your home is easier than ever with a little help from Lowe's and AARP. We share a commitment to help people make their homes ready for all of life's changes. Take advantage of helpful videos, tips, and resources to guide you and your loved ones along the way. To learn more, visit Lowe's.com/livablehome. U.S. only.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/comfy.
Parallels Desktop, the number one choice of Mac users to run Windows on Mac. Windows applications run effortlessly. Parallels Desktop is seamless and fast. Whether you need to run a Windows program, develop or test, game, or just looking for the ultimate flexibility without having to restart, you're completely covered with Parallels Desktop for Mac. Fast, powerful, and easy.
The best way to describe Mickey D's crispy chicken sandwich is crispy, juicy, tender. And yes, it's all one word. Crispy, juicy, tender is like fire-lit smacking, trap bass crunk, chow tea, ooh-wee, and then some. Everything you could want in a chicken sandwich. McDonald's crispy chicken sandwich.
It gets even better. Try our new crispy chicken sandwich paired with medium fries and a medium Sprite for only $6. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. All across Greater Fort Lauderdale, millions of taste buds are cheering. Because right now you can dine at top restaurants and enjoy amazing three-course meals starting at just $35.
So good!
This is what I'm talking about.
Pass the butter.
It's all part of Lauderdeals. Great deals at restaurants, spas, attractions, and of course, hotels.
Look at that beach view.
Look at that mini bar.
See all the Lauderdeals and plan your beach getaway at visitlauderdale.com/deals.
Hey, who ate all the key lime pie?
Welcome to Philo, where you can get more than 60 channels for $25 and DVR for days. We've got hip-hop for lovers, renovations for brothers, pups for preschoolers, and hugs for Hallmarkies. Start your free trial and find out more at philo.tv.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/comfy.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network. And we're back. We're talking about energy blocks that you may have that's really impacting your life. And Andrea Dragonfly is with us. She's an ancient wisdom energy healer, transitions coach, and so much more. We've got a question from Rebecca in Wheeling, West Virginia. And she says, I recently bought Palo Santo spray, but I wonder if it's the real deal or is using it more about the intention than the actual spray itself. What do you think about that, Andrea?
Oh, that's a beautiful question, Rebecca. So thank you for asking that. And so, well, I would certainly hope that the Palo Santo spray definitely has a fair amount of the essence of the Palo Santo. And so we can also look at essential oil. Palo Santo can definitely have an oil that we can work with that can then be put into sprays. And this is a beautiful conversation, and I would like to do a whole piece on this in the next coming weeks even, because when we work with plants, we really work with them and their properties, and we engage in a conversation with them as if they were our friends, as if they were like a neighbor, like, hey, neighbor, can you help me do something? You know what I mean? Whatever that might be. Whatever you might ask your neighbor to do, right? And we, you know, we work with them in a way, and Palo Santo really is this beautiful cleansing, purifying, really uplifting, energetic. It has many properties, and it can be used in many ways. And you just intend, Palo Santo, I want you to help me do this, you know, so we can use this. And this is what we can do with our teas. This is what we can do anytime we're working with herbal medicine in any way. Is we create a relationship with them and we invite them. Like, hey, let's build a relationship. That's not a partnership. You help me and I will honor you. I will respect you. I will use you. You know what I mean? I'll create that relationship with you. And so, yes, absolutely. So being able to have an intention of what you want that spray for, but also even connecting into the consciousness that exists. And even though it's not the same type of consciousness we'd find in a human or same kind of consciousness we might even find in an animal, plants have a whole different type of consciousness that we can tap into. And that's why these, you know, they're our allies. But we just never really think about that. We don't recognize, hey, I can have a relationship with my, you know, my plants or my Palo Santo spray even. So you're connecting into the essence of that. Even holding it and holding it towards your heart center, which is the center of your being and the center of your chakras, and just being like, Palo Santo, you know, please just infuse the space, cleanse the space, bring this joy, peace, calm, ease. Whatever the intention is we invite it. We don't necessarily tell it what to do until we have a beautiful friendship and we feel like we could do such a thing. But we always want to be very respectful and also just open, because they are here to help us, and they love it when we acknowledge that they exist and that they too have a consciousness, and they'll even show up for us that much more. Or maybe our awareness just opens up that much more to see how they do show up for us. So that's a great question.
Yeah, I always wondered, like, and we just have a minute left here, but I always wonder if you buy, you know, sage or Palo Santo, if it's legit. You know, you never know where you're buying it from, but from what you're saying, it's the intention has a lot to do with it as well.
Well, and Palo Santo has a very specific smell. So if you're buying something that does not have that smell, then I would definitely raise an eyebrow and say, where's this coming from? Because there are people out there that will try to sell you something that it's not.
Yep.
You just got to be careful in your markets, you know, but if you're buying it from a store or online, I'm pretty sure you're probably going to get the real deal. So, sure.
Gotcha. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff today. And I've always wondered a lot of things that you said, always wonder about the energy blocks and how to clear them. And you can do that virtually, yes?
Absolutely. And that's the beautiful thing about energy is, again, we work on this quantum plane that we are together, but we could be still across the world from each other. And it absolutely, all of my clients are thrilled and love the fact that, you know, they feel it, you know? So
yeah.
It's right there and it's there.
It's so cool.
Beautiful work.
Dragonflypassages@gmail.com. That's how we reach you, right?
Yes, or Andrea@dragonflypassages.com, and soon the website will be up and running.
Beautiful.
So, thanks, Steve.
Yeah, great talking with you, and a lot of insight shared today. I really appreciate it.
Great. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed,